Mikulski, Connecticut Democrat, Richard Blumenthal reelected. So are Republicans Marco Rubio in Florida and James Lankford in Oklahoma. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Mesilla Valley News Election Night 2016 coverage.
And a pleasant good evening, Southern New Mexico. My name is Ernesto Garcia. It is 7:01. And a lot of projections are coming in. A lot of totals are coming in. And we will focus on the national race as we have our resources of Fox News to keep you up to date. Just so you know, there's a lot of states being called. And we'll get to how those states are breaking down in a few minutes. And we'll get to the very latest on the Electoral College. We also want to let you know, this is history in the making in a lot of ways. Not only for the big historical race that is happening today across America and how things are setting up to be. There's a lot of races that are still too close to call, including New Mexico, which has now been put in the too early to call category as the polls just closed a few minutes ago. We'll be checking in with our good friend Heath Hosselman from NNPolitics.net, a gentleman I've worked with so many times, to find out how things are going across the state, if there's any irregularities or anything that is wrong. And so far, nothing to report. Too close to call in states such as Colorado, Arizona, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and also Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, the big one, too close to call. As we get started for tonight, we have a lot of things that are going on. We mentioned this is a history, a radio history night as well. Not only a historic election going on, but a big radio history event is happening here as Mesilla Valley News, for the first time ever, is taking over the election results that we have and the election coverage that we have. But it is something to be said, after so many years of doing these, my first one that I ever had a chance to do was Bush versus Gore back in 2000. I can tell you how long that night went, that we started doing radio coverage with these group of stations, especially in our AM dial. But for the first time ever, we are actually going to be able to bring you coverage of the election on the FM dials. We're the first ever station to bring you election coverage on 104.5 FM. Plus, we will have election coverage for you as well through many other platforms right now. And those platforms include social media through Mesilla Valley News, our Facebook and Twitter link. We also have live streaming going on right now at our website at cool1045fm.com. That's cool1045fm.com. KOOL1045fm.com. And through the mobile app for Cool Oldies 104.5 FM, type in Cool Oldies on either Google Play or iTunes, and you will pick up the app and you'll be able to listen to us as there, as we want to make sure that we cover all of our platforms, make sure that we have got you covered. But like I said, a very historic night, first FM station ever to bring you election coverage in the Las Cruces area, and we're very excited to be here tonight. Now, how long we're going to be here, we don't know. We want to stay until we know more or less what is happening in the race for presidency. A lot of polls have just closed. Fox News is here with us as well today to give us the latest, and we will check with them shortly. We'll be checking also in with Heath Hosselman. And right now, standing by, we have an interview right now that we had a little bit earlier before the polls closed with a gentleman that I personally have talked to so many times, that has always been very well, a well-dignified person to talk with, someone who represents New Mexico really well and loves his state. That is U.S. Senator Tom Udall. He is standing by right now. We'll soon be checking in with our reporters who are out and about tonight as well, and a lot more coming up. My name is Ernesto Garcia. This is Election Coverage 2016 for Mesilla Valley News. Let's go to that interview with Tom Udall.
We are speaking with New Mexico U.S. Senator Mr. Tom Udall. Thanks for joining us. Election 2016, we finally have made it through, and now we get to wait for results. How about that?
Ernesto, this is amazing. It's been quite a season. We've seen a lot of drama on the campaign trail, but we're now at the point where citizens get to decide. They get to exercise their franchise to vote. We're down to vote day, and what people need to know is it opened at 7 a.m. this morning, goes to 7 o'clock tonight. If you're in line at 7 o'clock, you're going to be able to vote. So whether you're finishing up a late night at work, please go out and vote. And it's tremendously important for our society, for people to weigh in, to let elected officials know what direction they want the country to go in, what direction they want New Mexico to go in.
Well, I tell you what, let's talk about this election in general. A lot of people probably voted early. One of the main reasons that they wanted to vote early was they were disgusted. I mean, a lot of what we saw, the negativity, is probably one of the worst it's ever been in a long time. Now the question is, okay, after all said and done, can it heal? Can we repair? Can we be back to a prosperous nation? What are your thoughts?
Ernesto, you're absolutely right. That is the critical issue. And I believe that we can heal, that we can govern, that we can pull people together. I think you've heard Hillary Clinton say in these closing days of the campaign, I want to be a president for everyone. I want to be inclusive. I want to propose programs when I get in that everybody's going to be interested in. And I think her top one has to do with jobs and economic development and the infrastructure in our communities that help our businesses grow. So I'm convinced that we need to do that. I'm going to try to get around New Mexico and listen to the people that haven't been heard and hear what they have to say, and also take into account when I'm there in Washington in the Senate how to make sure that that we listen to them and we put policies in place that pull us together.
One of the things, Senator, that everyone thought was one of the reasons why New Mexico became a closer issue was the issue of the affordable health care. A lot of people have gone onto websites such as BeWellNM. They've seen increases in premiums that gone up to a point that some people might take penalty taxes and not pay for this. What do you say to New Mexicans who are very concerned about their health care?
Yes, and I know that people are concerned about the cost of premiums. I know they're concerned that they're seeing those premiums go up pretty dramatically. They want the cost of health care to be affordable. They want it to be quality health care. And I would say about this law we passed, it's done a lot of good for New Mexico. We have hundreds of thousands of people that now have health care that didn't have it. That's tremendously important here in New Mexico. We've abolished the pre-existing condition requirement that was there. You know, if you were a woman, you were a pre-existing condition, and you ended up not getting coverage in many circumstances. If you ended up having a policy when you were 24 years old, 25, you couldn't get on your parents' policy. You can now do that under the Affordable Care Act. So we've seen some very positive things happening with the Affordable Care Act, but we also need to be very conscious of what's happened on costs, what's happened on efficiency, and making sure that we do everything we can to make this affordable for New Mexicans. And so that's what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to try to rally independents and Republicans and Democrats and see why we can't do all this together.
Senator, in New Mexico, Presbyterian will not be a part of the Affordable Health Care Exchange going into next year. Is there any way with your influence or any people that you can discuss that you might be able to bring them back to take a second look and maybe be a part of this?
Well, we'd sure like to sit down with them and talk through with them why they're deciding to get out and what are the critical issues that could get them back in, and see if as we work through the legislation and possible amendments to the Affordable Care Act, if we couldn't get them back as a player. They're one of our biggest healthcare providers here in New Mexico. It would be very good to have them in. It makes the market more competitive. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we need to see, a competitive marketplace, driving down prices, making healthcare affordable, making sure we have quality care.
One last question, Senator. There's a good chance we don't know
sure.
how things are going to play out tonight. The Senate could change hands. We don't, you know, as we keep looking at numbers, I mean, we're early into things. We'll know more later. If it were to be a Democratic-controlled Senate with a Democratic president, could you see a lot of things being able to be done pretty quick?
I think we're probably going to still see some divided government. I'm not so sure that I know that Congressman Ray Lujan is working hard to get the House in Democratic hands, and that may happen. But my guess is that the presidency, the Senate, and the House, one of those may be a different party than the majority having the other two. And if that's the case, then that even goes back to your earlier point. We need to all work together. We need to focus in on what brings us together. What are the things the American people really want us to work on? I think they want us to rid this country of economic anxiety and focus on jobs and economic development. They want us to weigh back into the Affordable Care Act and fix the things that are going wrong right now. And when it comes to education, we want to make sure that they're the students who graduate don't have these massive amounts of debt. You know, we're seeing that a very significant number of people who graduate have 75,000, 100,000 or more of student debt, and it burdens them for a very, very long time. And there are very specific proposals that Hillary Clinton has to do something about that, and I think she's going to try to pull people together and rally us around to do that.
Senator, you have a great night. Thank you. And I can't wait to wake up tomorrow. And we're glad that you're doing what you do for us in Washington.
Thank you so much. And gee, you should just be very proud of Bunyana County. 43,000 citizens cast early votes. And today is the time for actually voting in person up to 7 o'clock. And people can get in that line at 7 o'clock and still stay there until they get to vote. I'd urge everybody to vote. Express your wishes for the country. Let elected leaders know what direction you want the country to take. Thank you very much and great to visit with you.
It's always great to talk with U.S. Senator Tom Udall. That was just as before the polls closed tonight as we have got it started. We are in election results 2016. Let's count down the presidential election. And the tally that we have right now through Mesilla Valley News and Fox News is Donald Trump with 139 Electoral College votes. Hillary Clinton, 97. The states that Hillary Clinton has won include Delaware, the District of Columbia, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey. Also, New York, she will win her home state to say from when she was Senate Senator, Rhode Island, also Vermont. Donald Trump will win the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Still too close to call in states such as Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, as those polls have closed. And obviously we'll get another set of numbers soon, but it looks like we're in for a tight one. The key race that all the national headlines have been talking about, and we'll go to Fox News a little bit as well in this hour, it will be Florida as the race there intensify. We do have a race to call in New Mexico in U.S. House District Number 1. The projected winner after all the exit polls have come in will be Lujan Grisham. She will be going back to serve another term as a U.S. House of Representatives. The first numbers that came in New Mexico, too close to call right now. New Mexico is too close to call, but KOB-TV is reporting the first numbers that they see is Clinton with 53% in New Mexico, Trump 35, and Johnson 10. Still hardly any numbers to results to put in. The Republicans will maintain control of the House. They have 235 House Representatives that will be going back to the Democrats 200. The control for the U.S. Senate, right now the Republicans are up 42-40 in that race, and we will keep you up to date as those national races go. We are waiting for more numbers to come in from New Mexico. Doniana County numbers, we are keeping a track of them as well through the Doniana County website that a lot of people are going to be going to tonight to check to see the very latest. A lot of our locals races that are here, we'll get a chance to talk with them as well. Those race numbers continue not to show anything yet as the polls has just closed, but New Mexico already put in the too close to call category. It was kind of expected it might be that way, and soon we'll be talking with political expert and our good friend from nnpolitics.net, Heath Hausman. We're also going to get another chance to talk with our correspondents that are out. We have Rainey Schauer. We also have our very own Cynthia Mendoza. They are both heading out tonight to be at both campaign parties. And once again, it's a history-making night. Not only is it a history-making election, but the first time ever we're bringing you election coverage on the FM dial at 104.5 FM, AM 570. Also online at Cool. 1045fm.com. That's KOOLFM. KOOL 1045fm.com. And also, you can download the app through Google Play or iTunes, as we want to give you as much access as you can, so therefore you can listen on your smartphones, tablets, and we'll get you up to date with the very latest. We're going to take our first break of the evening. When we come back, we're going to see if we can get a hold of Heath Hausman to get his first thoughts on what we're seeing right now, seeing if his exit polls have got something that we should be looking for. Also, we're going to be playing you back some of the commercials that got people talking and what they said. And I'll explain that a little bit because we are curious to see how a lot of the, if you heard them all on the air, they've been dominating the airwaves. Will they make the differences tonight? We'll find out. Once again, latest Electoral College votes for the presidency of the United States, Donald Trump with 139, according to Fox News, Hillary Clinton with 97. Back with more of election coverage 2016 from Mesilla Valley News after this.
Mesilla Valley News coverage of election night 2016.
And it is an historic night tonight, 7:20 this evening. Let's get to know what's going on in the state of New Mexico with our political expert and someone who I trust a lot. He was a former editor of the Roundup. He is everyone's politician's friend. He's the best friend of any politician. And that'd be our very own Heath Hosseman from nnpolitics.net, where you can get the very latest. He's got tweeting going on, social media as well. And welcome to the social media election, Heath. First time ever, and first time we get to go on an FM station tonight.
Yeah, it's a good time. Thanks for having me on.
Let's see what you're seeing right now. How are things going? What do we know in the state of New Mexico and here in Doniana County?
Well, we don't know anything from Doniana County yet. I'm going to refresh the webpage while we're talking just to make sure that stays true. But we have early and absentee returns from Bernalillo County. There's some significant things there. Clinton is leading Trump right now in Bernalillo County, 53-35. Gary Johnson has about 10% of the vote there. So that's obviously good for Clinton. Michelle Lujan Grisham, our first congressional district representative up there, has a big lead over her challenger. I think the expectation here is all three of our U.S. representatives in New Mexico will be reelected tonight, but we'll see. Right now, the Bernalillo County returns for the second congressional district have Pierce up 52-47% over Mary Lee Soles. I would expect a bigger lead for Pierce in southern New Mexico, but we'll see what happens there. There's a few House races. The control of the State House of Representatives is up for grabs tonight, and there are a couple of really tight races up there in the early returns, so we'll be watching those. And there's a State Supreme Court seat up for grabs, and an Albuquerque Journal poll had the race tied a few days ago. It's really rare for a Republican to win an election to the Supreme Court, and in early returns, the Republican is ahead in that race in Bernalillo County. So there's a lot of interesting things going on.
Well, one of the most interesting things is it's been a while since we start off New Mexico too close to call. Your thoughts of what we saw? One poll put it by two, another by five. Things gapped. At least we'll say this for Republican Donald Trump and Mike Pence. They made New Mexico a bit of a priority towards the end.
Yeah, they made it a priority. They made the race interesting. They put us on the map. We've had four polls done in these first few days of November leading up to the election, and they were all over the place. There was an 8-point lead for Clinton, 5 points, 3 points, 2 points. What they consistently showed was a lead for Clinton. So, you know, you want to cut those down the middle, and the Albuquerque Journal poll, actually, which those are usually the ones I would rely on or consider the most reliable, had Clinton up 5 points heading into election day. So I think most analysts are expecting that we're a leaning blue state. But the rural vote in the states we have results from so far, Trump is doing really strong, much better than Romney did in 2012. So, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on rural New Mexico voters and see what happens there.
Well, let's talk about rural New Mexican voters and things that are adjacent. Let's take a look at Florida, for example. Right now, that race too close to call. What a surprise. Yeah. Florida becomes another surprise state again. But they were talking about Latino votes and how there was a strong number of Latino votes. We have a strong community Latino votes here and a strong rural population of Latinos as well. Doesn't necessarily mean they lean one party all the time.
It doesn't, and I think one of the reasons Steve Pierce wins this district is that he wins Democratic votes, and it's a rural district except for Las Cruces. And so I think people in southern New Mexico and in New Mexico in general are willing to vote either way. We're a state that leans Democratic by registration. We have a really high percentage of independents, too, and I think there's a lot of people here who don't vote straight party. You'll certainly have voters in the second congressional district tonight who will vote for Hillary Clinton for president, Steve Pierce for the House. And so, you know, one rural place that's interesting is Chaparral, and I've been watching the situation down there. And I can tell you right now that they, at their one polling place, it's in Otero County, they're a fire station there. They've had more than twice as many votes this year at that polling place as they did in the presidential elections in 2008 and 2012. And those are primarily rural, primarily Latino voters. So it's really interesting that they came out in huge numbers.
Well, I'm amazed at the numbers there, and I am going to want to get the breakdown of it. Exit polls, what have you seen? Anything in New Mexico that stands out or anything that you're observing right now?
You know, it's been amazingly quiet today in New Mexico. There were a few election problems, but nothing that wasn't manageable. Things seemed to go well in most places. For the most part, there was high turnout. I noticed we don't have results yet from Doniana County, but they posted number of voters throughout the day, sort of a real-time chart of voters at each of their polling locations. And I noticed the Corbett Center at New Mexico State University was one of the highest. So college students maybe are coming out to vote. I mean, it's hard to know because people can vote anywhere in the county at this point, but it's certainly noteworthy that Corbett Center had a really high turnout. The middle school in Sunland Park had really high turnout. Again, you know, rural or smaller town Latino voters in Chaparral and Sunland Park seemed to turn out in really big numbers today. Probably good for Hillary Clinton. So that's interesting. The other high turnout spots that I noticed in Doniana County were all, you know, some of the usual places in Las Cruces, the government center, Jornada Elementary School, some of those polling places up on the East Mesa. So it was Sunland Park and NMSU that really stood out to me.
Well, Heath, I want to ask you one more question. I have a tough time explaining this to people who are outside the market. They're trying to realize why, you know, we didn't have a lot of national ads from either of the presidential candidates really hitting the airways until very late. But a lot of ads that came in were obviously for what's the big prize here in New Mexico. And what we'll all be looking for tonight is control of the House of Representatives. And when you explain it to an outsider, they don't quite get it. And knowing that our district in our county is a very Democratic county, four years ago, things changed. And it's like the Democrats want it back. And a lot of money has been spent to try to persuade the control of the State House of Representatives.
Yeah, I talked to one elections worker with Conservation Voters New Mexico, who's one of many, many special interest groups across the ideological spectrum who are focused down here. And he told me that Doniana County could be ground zero for New Mexico for control of the House on election night. And it certainly was in 2014. Republicans won control of the state house for the first time in, I think, six decades. And let me see if I get the numbers right. I have to have them in my head. I think it was four out of approximately 10 seats that decided that the House would flip to Republicans were located partially or entirely in Doniana County. And this year, so those seats are all being watched. There's three races in particular in Doniana County that are among the six or seven that people are watching the most closely and that were most hotly contested. We had Andy Nunez, the incumbent, versus Nathan Small, the Democratic challenger. We had Republican John Zimmerman, who defeated Rudy Martinez in 2014 to take that seat. Martinez is challenging him again, trying to take that one back. And then we have Republican Terry McMillan and Democrat Joanne Ferrari is trying to unseat him for the third time. So those are the three most closely watched around here. There's a race in Deming, one up in Tier C, and then the one down in Chaparral, Rick Little, that, depending on how the vote swings, those are all going to be watched closely too. So, you know, within an hour of Doniana County, there's several House races that are going to decide who controls the House next year.
Well, I tell you what, it has been probably, you talk about the mudslinging on the presidential end, the mudslinging on this on these House races was amazing to me. I haven't seen it in years,
but
some ways, welcome to New Mexico. I had a tough time explaining to people when they listen outside of our area with all the streaming platforms that are now, and they're like, what is going on over there? You would think it's an all-out battle, and it is. It has become that. Yeah. Heath, I know I've got you for just a few seconds, and then, of course, we're going to be checking throughout through the night, nmpolitics.net. Do you have a Twitter as well, so people can follow you as well? Because I know you're going to be tweeting a lot this evening to give us updates as well.
Yeah, it's nmpoliticsnet. No dot in there, just nmpoliticsnet is the Twitter website.
And we will retweet a lot of what Heath has through our Mesilla Valley News site as well. I want to leave one last question for you. Your thoughts so far on what you're seeing on the presidential race. This is not Romney versus Obama. I'm just going to say that pretty much right now.
It's not. And we've got to watch Florida, North Carolina. And I'm looking right now. The New York Times is saying their best guess right now is that Trump is on track to win Florida. He had to win Florida. If he didn't, this was going to be over early. So this is pretty significant if that holds. That Trump wins Florida, and then we'll watch North Carolina. And if Trump can win both of those states, it's going to be a very long night.
I thought Virginia was Clinton's, and I'm surprised to see where that is at right now. But still a lot. We got a long night coming in. I have a feeling we're in for a pretty long one. Thank you very much for joining us. And we'll be checking in throughout with you the night at NNPolitics.net. And we appreciate you once again for doing this. And once again, you'll be able to hear Heath's reports right here on Cool Oldies 104.5 FM AM 570, online at cool1045fm.com, and through the apps that you can download through any platform, iTunes or Google Play, on your mobile devices. Thank you very much, Heath.
Thank you.
All right, Heath Hausman joining us this evening. We'll soon be checking in with our reporters, Rainey Shower and also Cynthia Mendoza. Right now, we're going to go to some national coverage as we hit the bottom of the hour from Fox News.
Size. Don't assume you know.
Okay, we'll get to that coverage in a second. I believe we came in at a time that's not there yet. Let's go ahead and go through what we are aware of and what we're seeing on the national polls end right now. We'll send it back out here in just a bit. This is live radio, folks. And throughout the night, we'll be getting a lot of projections in. Once again, the states that are being called presidential-wise right now for Clinton include Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, the District of Columbia, Illinois, as well, along with New York. For Mr. Trump, he's got North, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, also getting calls and projected winner in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, which a lot of people thought maybe this would be a chance to see Texas go blue. Does not look like that will happen. Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Indiana, West Virginia, South Carolina. And right now, as Heath Hausman just mentioned, it's all about Florida. Let's go to election coverage from Fox News here in just a bit. As obviously Pennsylvania, another state that they're focusing on as well, too. We'll be checking with them shortly, as right now they're in what would be a national time to take a second here.
To the 50 states. All right.
Here we go. We'll get to them here in a second as they're doing their salute. Here we go.
Talk. Here's another sound memory.
Actually, we will go back to them here in a second. Let's go ahead and also tell you what's going on in the state of New Mexico races that are going on as well, as we're going to get more numbers. We are still waiting on Doniana County numbers, any numbers to come in from the county. A lot of people are going to be checking the Doniana County website. As we mentioned, probably one polling place that we should keep an eye on is Chaparral. And on the Otero County side, seeing some record numbers in that area. A lot of record number of voters that went out. A lot of record number of early voters as well. Our good friends in the county clerk's office are keeping track of those counts. We'd like to talk to one of them, but he's a candidate right now, and so we will see if he'll be available there in just a bit. As we mentioned, in U.S. House District Number 1, we have in that race, I'm trying to make sure that we are ready to go yet. Not yet. Okay, Michelle Lujan Grissom will be winning the New Mexico 1st Congressional District race. She will beat her opponent 66-43 in U.S. House Representative District 1. Heath Hausman saying that it looks like all congressional seats will stay the same. Nothing looks like it'll change major. The big thing will be New Mexico right off the bat at 7 o'clock as polls closed. For the first time in the last two elections, it is too close to call. So we will keep posted on that as well throughout the night. And once again, we're just waiting for our Fox News coverage to take over here. We'll go with them shortly. We'll be checking with Heath Hausman throughout the night. I want to thank Senator Tom Udall for joining us this evening. As Senator Udall, always a pleasure to chat with him and get things going. We're also going to hear from U.S. Congressman Steve Pierce. We hope to hear from Mary Lee Soles as well. Both those two candidates came in a lot to talk with us and to tell us what was going on with their races. We had them all on an average of a total of three times each. That race had a lot of interesting things, a lot of interesting characteristics, and it's been no secret. Pierce has been a supporter of Donald Trump from the beginning, and he stayed with it even through some of the harsh comments that were made towards women once an Access video, Access Hollywood video was released. Probably one of the most things that he felt a little nervous about talking about, but he did talk about it. And then when it came to Hillary Clinton's emails, certainly that changed a lot in this election. So it looks like we'll be going with Fox News coverage here in a bit this evening. And we have our reporters that are out as well. Once again, Michelle Ray Lujan is expected to win U.S. Congressional District Number 1 in New Mexico. And obviously the latest Electoral College count that we had still at this point, and we'll get it once again from Fox News here, shows Donald Trump right now in the lead with the least electoral college votes, 139 to Hillary Clinton's 104. That's through our friends at Fox News. And I believe we're ready now to go with Fox News coverage, so we'll go with them right now.
From America's election headquarters, our coverage of the 2016 election continues. Here now, Laura Ingle.
And thanks for joining us tonight on Fox News Radio and online as we stream our national radio broadcast on FoxNews.com, Facebook Live, on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. We're waving to the camera because we know that you're tuning in as you are listening in. I'm Laura Ingle along with Jared Halpern and Tony Saig tonight. Polling now over in 39 states and the District of Columbia. We've got some exit polls to get to from our Fox News Decision Desk with Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady.
That's right, Laura. So many issues. The candidates hammered away at each other on the campaign trail. So how will voters feel about a President Hillary Clinton or a President Donald Trump? Well, more than half in the exit polling, 53%, say they would feel concerned or scared if Clinton wins. 44% say they'd feel excited or optimistic. A little more, 58%, say they'd feel concerned or scared about a Trump win. 39% excited or optimistic. How about the scandals? Over 6 in 10 surveyed say Clinton's use of private emails bothers them some or a lot. Those voters break for Trump more than 2-1. About 7 in 10, so a little higher, say Trump's comments about women bother them some or a lot. And they break for Clinton more than 2-1. When asked to name the most important issue facing the country out of 4 issues to choose from, more than half said the economy, stupid. And in the early exit polling nationwide, that group was breaking for Clinton. Trump leads on the number 2 and 3 issues, terrorism and immigration. The number 4 issue, foreign policy. It was Clinton leading by more than 2-1. Finally, what about the wall? Nationwide, more than half of voters in the exit polling say they oppose building a wall along the entire U.S. border with Mexico. And 70% say illegal immigrants working in the U.S. should be offered a chance to apply for legal status. Only about 30% favor deportation. Laura, Jared? Back to
all
you.
Right, Lisa Brady for us at the Decision Desk. Thank you so much. We'll be checking in all night.
All right, let's stay in Midtown Manhattan, checking with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Tanya J. Powers at Hillary Clinton's headquarters at the Javits Convention Center in New York City. We are watching a very close race in the state of Florida. That was a state the Clinton campaign spent an awful lot of time in. What is the mood? What is the atmosphere there at the Javits Center?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is definitely all of these races when they come in. I mean, even the slightest little update where there's a bump up for Hillary Clinton, there's a big cheer from the crowd. They've got their American flags that they're waving down there. They're packed in these pens, basically, where the stanchions are to kind of, you know, keep the traffic flow. Everybody's really just crowded in there. I mean, there are so many people here. You may be able to hear some of them yelling in the background because they just put up some new numbers throughout Pennsylvania and New Hampshire numbers. So they were quite enthused about the Pennsylvania numbers just a second ago. Just kind of a recap on where things stand right now. The glass ceiling, Chuck Schumer was just on the podium a few minutes ago talking about the glass ceiling that is above us. Of course, we're in the Javits Center. It's made out of steel. It's got this glass. Glass ceiling, for lack of a better term, and the symbolism, of course, not lost on any of these people here tonight at the Javits.
All right, that's Tanya J. Powers with us at the Javits Center with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Again, right now, as it stands, Donald Trump at 147 electoral college votes to Hillary Clinton's 109
electoral college. Thank you very much, Fox News. We will be checking through them throughout the night. We got some numbers that have come in from Doniana County, and these are 0 of 120 precincts that are reporting right now. But as we look in right now in Doniana County, the first numbers that we get to see show that Mary Lee Souls has 53% of the county vote compared to Steve Pierce of 46 in Doniana County. Maggie Toulouse-Oliver taking on Nora Espinoza. I have a feeling this race pretty much leaning towards the Democratic side on Secretary of State. And in Doniana County, Maggie Toulouse-Oliver has 56% of the vote, 43% for Nora Espinoza. We'll go back to Fox News for just a moment here.
Trending is Fox's Kristen Goodwin. What are you seeing?
Yeah, well, Twitter buzzing as results continue to roll in. Many keep updating their feeds, sharing the electoral scorecard. Google Trends reporting, when will Florida be called, is one of the top searched questions this evening, along with how accurate are exit polls. The words, come on Florida, began trending on Twitter. Voters are sharing their hope for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump to lead. Senator Marco Rubio, a top trending topic after winning re-election in the Florida Senate race. Some Floridians are tweeting they are happy to have Rubio back. And while there's lots of excitement and cheering for the nominees, people are also sharing their stress. One tweets, is this what Russian roulette feels like? Hashtag election 2016. Another writing, they are in panic mode. And some are just ready for the election to be over. Hashtag post-voting stress relief has gone viral. People are sharing how they plan to relax after the election. Twitter reveals 25 million global tweets about the election were shared between 12 a.m. and 6 p.m. East Coast time. So
that's a lot of tweets.
That is a lot of tweets.
That's a lot of tweets.
And, you know, it's hard for us here in the studio and our viewers who are watching online and for our listeners to catch up with it all. So thank you for keeping an eye on everything for us. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Let's head back to the Fox News Decision Desk. New race calls from Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady.
Two more states are in. Fox News now projecting that Hillary Clinton will win New Mexico, according to Fox exit polls and vote returns. Fox also projects that Donald Trump will win Louisiana. So, again, still no big surprises.
Okay.
Still the biggest pieces of the puzzles. Of the puzzle remain missing tonight.
All righty, there's Fox News coverage. Fox News just calling it. New Mexico gonna go to Hillary Clinton. And right now we are standing by. We have one of our reporters, Cynthia Mendoza. She is at La Posta this evening, where the Republican Party in Doniana County is. Let's take a look at some of the numbers in some of the state House representative races in Doniana County right now. Jeff Steinborn in the lead of Lee Cotter. This is zero of the 38 precincts reporting. These have got to be early vote tablets that are coming in. Steinborn 58%, Lee Cotter 41% in District 37. Williams Bill Soles leads Seal Leventino right now, 56-43. And Senate District Race 38, it is Mary Kay Papin in the lead over Charles R. Wendler, 66-39. And State Representative Race 33, Bill McCamley needs Neil Hook, 64-54 on that race. And right now, in a race that we knew was going to be close, District 37, Joanne Ferrari, 53%, to Terry McMillan's 46%. And speaking of that race, we go out to La Posta and Cynthia Mendoza from Mesilla Valley News is standing by. Cynthia, are you there?
I am here, and I'm talking to Terry McMillan right now.
Dr. McMillan. Okay, no problem. There's a lot of the candidates that just wrapped up. This is their chance to get a little break. They're seeing numbers that are coming in. We'll be talking with Dr. Terry McMillan here shortly in a few moments. First numbers that we're seeing in this poll, and these have got to be the early votes that are coming in, would show Joanne Ferrari 53% and Terry McMillan 46%. No surprise, these two have been in a race back and forth. One other race, District 39, John Zimmerman leading his race right now over Rodolfo Martinez, 56% to 43%. These are numbers that are coming in from the Doniana County website. Cynthia, how's the mood over there at La Posta right now?
Well, this is not Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia, Dr. McMillan.
Dr. McMillan.
Good to see you, Dr. McMillan. Good to hear from you, Dr. McMillan. Let's talk about the election.
That's all right.
You're just early numbers. It looks like you're in for another strong race with Mrs. Ferrari. You've done this dance before.
I think we're in for another close race. The only thing that's been posted, I suppose, are the early votes. And I see I'm about 700 votes behind in the early voting. And so that'll mean that people who came out and voted today will have to pretty much overwhelmingly support me to get me through.
Well,
we're pretty commonly behind in the early voting, and that's not surprising.
And yes, it is. A lot has been staked. Your race has been a highly contested one. A lot of money been put in this campaign. Obviously, the Democrats really want to get control back of the House. Years ago, you was changed over. Do you think the mood has changed a lot, or do you think the national perception has helped change this election in any way?
I don't know. I will say this. I think everyone has noticed that from top to bottom, from the presidential campaign all the way down to our little House district races, the House of Representatives, Senate races, all the other races, negativity is up. So we hope that the voters will find their way through to sort through a lot of the negativity that is basically paid for by political action committees that raise their money outside our districts. They raise their money in locations hundreds and thousands of miles away from where we're voting on who we want to represent us. So I think what's really important, and what I see is interesting about the whole process, is how much money gets spent by interest groups from far away, from far outside New Mexico.
Well, those groups had definitely spent a lot of money. You guys just came out of a special session. The state Senate, the state House of Representatives did. Do you think that might have factored into some people's voting thoughts of what's going on? Why are we going back to do another race here? Why things are going in a certain direction? And obviously got to deal with the budget shortfall.
I really don't. I think that I guess my impression is that has little impact on the current voting. I think my race and several of the other swing seats in the House of Representatives have gotten a lot of attention, a lot of spending by the Democratic Party to try to take back the majority. That's expected and not surprising in itself. So I think what we're seeing, it may be a reflection of how much money has been spent. I really don't have the feeling that there's a strong reaction to the results of the short session. I think most everyone knows that I'm afraid more budget cuts are coming.
And it's something that we will be keeping a close eye on as we get through the rest of the time. I know we got you here for a little bit, and we're going to try to talk with you again tonight as well. Obviously, you're just getting early votes in and a lot to do. Like you said, you were down by about 700 in early votes here. What message do you have to your supporters and people who have been volunteering their time, knocking on doors, even a nice tall gentleman who walked into our radio studios who was very passionate to say he was upset about what he was hearing on the radio? What do you have to say to those people that are supporting you?
Well, you know, it's been the campaign has been so negative and so personal. It makes it difficult for people whose livelihood depends upon their reputation and their business to be willing to run. You know, honestly, our reputations and our businesses can be destroyed by the type of negativity, and it's all personal negativity. So I appreciate many of my constituents rising up to protest that type of campaign. And I can't say how much it's meant to my wife and I that many of our constituents have risen up, communicated with us, and communicated with others that so many of these allegations have been inaccurate, inappropriate, and are not called for. We've appreciated it very much. It's meant a lot to us.
Well, we've appreciated your time, sir, and we'll be talking with you a little bit later tonight, and we hope to talk with more of the folks over out at La Posta, where the Republican Party is at right now this evening. I want to say thank you for your time there, and we will reach back with you. If you can pass me back to Cynthia, that'd be great over there.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Cynthia Mendoza, who is out at La Posta this evening. We're going to be chatting with the political candidates. There we go. Cynthia, are you there?
If I am.
All right. Obviously, people are just, when they come into these events, what I like to always explain to people is when they come to these events, they're done. It's finished 7 o'clock. It's their first breather, their first chance to look. Do they have TVs on? Are they watching national campaigns there? Are they keeping an eye on what's going on? And I'm sure a lot of people with their phones and laptops and tablets trying to get numbers out there. Am I correct?
Yes. There's actually a live poll on the right side of the screen. And then we have another screen watching the presidential race. So the right screen is just watching the local race and seeing who is ahead. And, you know, just right now it's a toss-up. There's not anything official yet, so we're kind of just watching those numbers.
We can tell you that Fox News has projected that Clinton will win New Mexico, Trump will win Louisiana. All right, Cynthia, stay on the line. We'll be chatting with you here shortly. This coverage there, Cynthia Mendoza is back out at La Posta. Welcome back to Mesilla Valley News coverage of election coverage 2016. Cynthia, do you have somebody that's there ready to go with us here?
This is Cynthia Mendoza. Okay. Hi, nice to meet you. He's not on right now, but I'll let you know when he is.
Okay.
Let me know. We have Seal here.
Okay, let's go ahead. We're live now with Cynthia Mendoza, and she's with Seal Leventino right now. Seal, great to talk to you this evening. How you doing?
Oh, hold on. It's still Cynthia. Here's Seal.
Okay, there you go. Seal, how are you doing this evening?
Hello.
Hi, Seal. It's Ernesto Garcia from Mesilla Valley News. Thanks for tuning in tonight and joining us on election coverage 2016. How are things going for you right now?
Things are looking good. We're very confident.
We're waiting for results to come in. Some of the local polling places have run into some technical glitches with their machines. So I think it'll be a little bit of a while before we get the results from those precincts.
Well, that's the first that we've heard of any machines that are problems. Do you know where these machines are having any problems at, or do you know where they're at exactly?
Yeah, there's Good Samaritan and Desert Hills Elementary, and I think there's a few others that I'm not aware of, but I've heard that they're having problems around the county.
A lot of people have put a lot of interest in your race. I want to talk about your thoughts so far, the campaign you ran. It just finished up about 50 minutes ago. Breathe a sigh of relief. First time you've ever been in running in the state senator race in District 37, going up against an incumbent that's pretty strong here, and it's setting up to be an interesting night.
I think it will be. I think the voters had a very clear choice. You know, I'm sorry that it degenerated a lot of misinformation was put out there, but that's today's politics, unfortunately. Voters had a very clear choice this year, we walked for 9 months, we knocked on doors, we made phone calls, and in the end it's up to the voters to choose.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot's going to be said after this campaign. Obviously, be a huge win tonight for the Republicans if you're able to take one of the seats away and make things a little bit interesting in the House of with the House and the Senate. It's been a long time since the Republicans have had control of the Senate and the House and the governorship. If all three were to happen tonight and that control of power happened in New Mexico, do you think a lot of things could be done and this budget shortfall could be dealt with a little more financial responsibility, you think, or fiscally responsible?
Oh, I absolutely think so. I think there are a number of ways that we can at least close the gap. I'm not sure that we can eliminate it, but we can certainly close the gap. But it's going to take political will, and it's going to take political courage. And hopefully we will elect people who will have that that willpower. We're facing very, very serious problems, and we can't kick the can down the road any longer. We've got to make some tough choices, and I think we can do it. I honestly believe we can do it without raising taxes. I was at an economic forum earlier this year at NMSU, and it was actually the Legislative Jobs Council that was giving an overview of the condition of our state vis-a-vis jobs, and it was not a pretty picture. And people broke up into five different tables to discuss different problems. And I decided to kind of wander amongst the five tables just to get an overview and a feel for what people were talking about. And there were legislators, representatives and senators, Republicans and Democrats there from all over the state. And at every single table, there was only one topic, and that was, what can we raise taxes on, and how high can we raise them?
Well, and it's going to be a very interesting part here.
And
go ahead.
You know, my feeling is, we can close that deficit without raising taxes. Shut down the Rail Runner. The Rail Runner generates only $2.8 million a year in revenue. It's costing $28 million a year to run. That's $26 million that we could be allocating to other things, like mental health facilities down here. There's a number of things that we could be doing with that money. And the big thing about the Rail Runner is that in 10 years, the balloon payment becomes due on that. And that's going to cost taxpayers $112 in 2020. $12 million in 2025 and 2026. $112 million each year.
That's a lot of money, and that is something that we're going to have.
For a system that doesn't work.
And you feel if you're elected, this will make this could change, and you would be able to put some of these things together. You've got a great plan that's there. I have Cynthia Mendoza that wants to ask you a question. Cynthia, go ahead and take the control here and go ahead and ask Ms. Leventino a question if you like there. I think she's there. Seal, is Cynthia there with you? I think she had a question for you there.
Oh, she is here.
yeah. Go ahead. Cynthia, go ahead and ask.
Do you have a question for me?
Not right now. I think she covered everything.
Not right
okay,
now.
I got you. Well, I do want to ask.
I covered everything.
Well, I think you did really well, too, here. And Seal, we're going to be talking with you throughout the rest of the evening. I just want to make sure that you get a chance to ask your supporters, what message do you have for them, people who volunteered, took the time, went door to door, knocking in your district here? What do you got to say to them?
I have the utmost gratitude. They were with me from day one. They've walked miles and miles and miles, knocked on hundreds of doors. They've made phone calls. They've done anything that needed to be done, and they've just been fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And I absolutely could not have survived the last 9 months without them. They're an incredible blessing.
See, I just want to leave you with one last question here because I know we're coming up to the top of the hour here and I want to get your thoughts on this. Believe it or not, your opponent's sister, who's also a relative that's running for U.S. Congress, said something that was interesting. Notice how many women were on the ballot in this campaign. What are your thoughts on seeing that how many women are running for office and how much we've come a long way from years past, decades past?
Well, you know, obviously I'm thrilled to see so many women running for public office. But I don't think it's about gender. I think it's about finding the very best candidates, regardless of whether they're male or female. Obviously, I'm thrilled to see as many females running as there are. But it's not about gender. It's about getting the most qualified people.
All right. Seal, thank you very much. We'll be checking in. If you could pass me back to Cynthia Mendoza, that'd be great here. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So Cynthia Mendoza is out at La Posta right now where the Republican Party of Doniana County is watching the TVs and getting everything going. Cynthia, more political candidates, I believe, are showing up there this evening?
Yes, we have some walking in little by little.
All right.
So far, the one we've talked to is McMillan and Theo Levitino. And as more become available, we'll talk to them as well.
And as soon as we get more numbers in New Mexico, we'll let you know, too. Cynthia, thank you so much for being out there. We're going to check with you out throughout the night. And when you got somebody that's there, you'll be able to get in touch with us here pretty quick, and we'll get a chance to work with you here as well, too, okay?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia. And we also want to thank the person helping out, Cynthia. That would be Carolina North from Mesilla Valley News as well. As the mood right now seems to be, is it a little tense? Are they a little happy what they're seeing with the Trump numbers? Or what does it feel like over there so far?
I gotta say, it's a little quiet. I wasn't expecting it to be so tense, but it is a little tense right now, just trying to watch the results as they come in. You know, it's a pretty relaxed mood as well. Nobody's too stressed out quite yet. Really early still.
I tell you what, it is very early, but it's still coming up to 8 o'clock. We're going to break down the early voting numbers and see if the website from Doniana County updates. Cynthia will be checking with you in shortly, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, you're tuned into Election Coverage 2016. We are live from the Adams Broadcast Center in Las Cruces. We are live on the air on 104.5 FM and AM 570 Cool Oldies. Usually at this time, I know we'll be playing oldies, but because of a very important election tonight, we are live here with live election coverage for the first time ever on an FM station, election coverage that you can hear right in your car stereos, just like you could hear on the AM dial. We also have got platforms working for streaming through cool1045fm.com and also through the app as well. National coverage comes up in just a few seconds. We'll be checking in again next hour with Heath Hausman, seeing more numbers, giving you more of the Electoral College votes, what's going on. It is election night 2016. Hour number one is in the books. We go to hour number two in just a few.
For me, the greatest hits.
Southern New Mexico's greatest hits.
Makes me feel great.
KWML Las Cruces. Cool Oldies 104.5 and AM 570.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jane Metzler. Fox News projecting more winners in the presidential race. Hillary Clinton, the projected winner in New York and Connecticut.